Welcome to Standing Meditation Basics. I'm Shima Susan Elkins. If you find seated meditation difficult or would like to add dimension to your seated meditation, standing meditation gives you that option. I'll give you some directions and then guide you through a visualization meditation at the end. You may find it helpful to periodically stop and restart this recording to give you time to prepare. You will want to find or create a quiet space. If you create dedicated space in your home or office, you will have a continual reminder of your meditative attitude, even if you don't have time to practice. You can denote this space with a blanket, yoga pad, or rug. Whatever you choose, be sure it will be comfortable for your feet. The intent of standing meditation is to relax the muscles and allow the weight of the body to rest on the skeletal structure. The longer you stand, the more the muscles attempt to relax or empty physical stress. As the body empties, you may connect with emotions locked in your cellular memory. So as you release tension from the physical body, you may also experience emotional releases. I recommend having a trusted friend with you before you begin this practice. It's important to feel safe at all times during your meditation. If things arise that frighten you, it's good to have someone there to maintain your sense of safety. If you know or suspect you have experienced traumatic episodes in your life, or if you have strong emotional responses in your current life, it's best to request the presence of a counselor or other professional before you begin. Emotional releases may include unprovoked visualizations, sounds or smells, a change in body temperature, shaking or twitching, or fight or flight responses. Throughout an emotional release, the practice is to keep breathing, be non-judgmental, and observe the process. Emotional responses after the meditation can vary. Mostly, people feel very relaxed. However, you may experience sadness, euphoria, or other strong emotions. The assistance of a friend or professional following the meditation can be greatly comforting. You may want to stop the recording here until you decide who you want to assist you in your standing meditation practice. Now that you have chosen a friend or professional to assist you, let's develop your standing or Wu Qi posture. Wu Qi, spelled W-U-C-H-I, is considered a weight-bearing exercise. We incite Wu Qi with the feet and work upward to align the skeletal structure. The Wu Qi posture. Place the feet shoulders width apart, that is, directly under the shoulders. Point the toes forward. Look down at your feet to see if the toes are pointing in the same direction as the navel. If pointing the toes forward is difficult, place them as close to forward as possible without feeling uncomfortable. Now release the knees and align them over the top of the feet. Releasing the knees means not to lock them. You may incorporate a more pronounced bend if you want, but it's not necessary. Relax the hips. To the degree possible, and without causing pain, flatten your back. That is, be sure you're not leaning back or forward. Then, take the arch out of the lower back with a slight forward rotation of the lower pelvis. If the shoulder blades protrude, pull the shoulders a little forward to flatten the upper back. Now relax your shoulders and gently give some extension to your neck. Level your head. Allow the tongue to rest at the roof of the mouth and close the mouth so the lips are touching. Aligning the nose with the navel helps level the head both vertically and horizontally. Allow your arms to hang downward directly from the shoulders. If possible, have the palms of the hands face the legs. The arms should not be touching the torso or held into a position. To help the arms hang freely, you may want to pull the shoulders a little forward, as discussed earlier. The forward rotation of the shoulders should create enough space in the underarms to maintain about an inch or more between the arms and the torso. Lengthen the fingers without hyperextending the joints, and feel as if energy is projecting from the tips of the fingers downward into the earth. To create a more meditative state, lower the eyelids halfway. Completely closing the eyes may cause the mind to drift too much, so halfway closed works best for meditation. Before we begin the Three Centers Visualization Meditation, I will give you a basic description of each center. You may want to stop here to review your Wu Qi posture. The three centers. The Chinese word for each center is Dantian, Dantien. The lower Dantian includes the abdominal area and the lower back. The lower Dantian is our energetic power center. During the meditation, I will use the navel as a reference point to incite the lower Dantian. The middle Dantian includes the chest area and the upper back. The middle Dantian is the energetic seat of our compassion. Compassion for ourselves as well as others. During the meditation, I will use the heart center in the middle of the chest as the reference point to incite the middle Dantian. The upper Dantian includes the throat and the head. The upper Dantian is our energetic cognitive center and provides self-awareness as well as awareness of others. During the meditation, I will use the third eye as the reference point to incite the upper Dantian. The third eye is located above the nose and between the eyebrows. This is the location Indian women often place a jewel or other ornament. You are now ready to begin the Three Centers meditation coming up next. You may want to stop here to review your Wu Qi posture and the reference points for the three centers. Three Centers Meditation. Notice your breath. Notice that each breath consists of one inhale and one exhale. Notice that by just bringing attention to your breath, your breathing naturally slows. If you notice the mind drift to other thoughts during this meditation, don't struggle with those thoughts. Just gently bring the mind back to your breathing pattern. Check to see if your back is still flat, the head is still level, the tongue is still resting at the roof of the mouth, and the lips are touching. Now return your focus to both your inhale and your exhale, allowing the body to release more and more tension. And now gradually bring your focus to the lower dantian. Imagine you can inhale in through the nose all the way down to your navel, and then exhale from the navel up and back out through the nose. Continue to focus on this breathing pattern for 8 breaths. And now, gently and slowly, move your focus from the lower dantian to the middle dantian. Imagine you can inhale in through the nose, down to the heart center, and then exhale from the heart center up and back out through the nose. Continue to focus on this breathing pattern for another 8 breaths. And now, gently and slowly, move your focus from the middle dantian to the upper dantian. Imagine you can inhale in through the nose and up to the third eye. Then exhaling from the third eye down and back out through the nose. Continue to focus on this breathing pattern for another 8 breaths. And gently and slowly move your focus from the third eye back down to the navel. Imagine a golden beam of light emerging from the navel. Guide this beam of golden light upward to connect with the heart center in the middle of the chest. Allowing the light to pass through the heart center and continue upwards to connect with the third eye located above the nose. Continue to focus on this golden beam of light connecting the 3 energetic centers for another 8 breaths. And now gradually return to external awareness by rubbing the hands together to generate heat and bringing this heat and energy to your eyes and face. As you gradually come back to external awareness, take the time to move slowly back into your regular schedule. I hope you have enjoyed this meditation. Thank you for sharing your time with me.